Oh, I'm trying to think. Oh, waffle is one, and then the other one. Oh, sure, wafers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only the mother used to come to our house and make a lot of those things. Yeah.
What was I going to ask? Ever have any kind of cornmeal bread that you fry instead of bake?
Well, yeah, you can fry it just like you would pancake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's cornbread batters as well as flour batters. Yeah.
What pancake. Would you call it? Would you still call it a pancake? If
I
would
still call it a pancake, yes.
What about the kind that you have when you fry fish? Make a little ball of...
In the fireplace? Well, you cook that in... He used to call that a skillet and a saucepan. Now, those parts, they had an iron top on it, and it had legs, so then you put the fire underneath to make it brown to the bottom, and then you put fire on top of that lid to make it brown to the top. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the way they cooked the homemade loaf bread in those days. Well, most of the people now, they take the stove, put it in the stove and cook it, mm-hmm. you see. But then they didn't bother about the stove. When they get at night, after supper, if they're going to cook anything like that, but they cook it right in the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If your wife is going to bake something with flour and she'd have to go to the store and get some, you might say you went to the store and got two, what?
Say if she was going to bake something out of flour and what?
She had to go buy some. She said, well, I need to go buy two.
Oh, with some kind of seasoning she might be short of. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's some... She wants some lemon flavoring, or she wants some vanilla flavoring, or she wants some sage, or she wants some spice, according to what you want to put in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it's not self-rising flour, she's
well, she
put
has
something
to put powder in it. What they call mm-hmm. bread powder, some say bacon powder.
What else could she
and
use besides bacon powder?
Some of them put a little soda in it.
Anything yeah. else might use?
Well, it could be, but then outside of butter, you know, you have to put butter and all like that in it, and eggs.
Something to make it rise besides bacon
flour? Well, that flour and soda. Well, there's another thing, yeast.
Yeast?
Yeah, it puts yeast.
When you cook eggs in hot water, what do you call them?
Boil it.
And
boil egg.
What about if you, in a boiled egg, you put the whole shell?
The whole egg in it, just like you wash it off and it comes from the nest.
What if you break it open and drop the insides into the boiling water?
Oh, no, I don't know, because we never do that. Yeah, we never did that.
What about the kind of thing like a fruit pie, except it's made real deep and you'd have layers. Have a layer of fruit and then a layer of pastry and then more fruit.
We call it a layer. A cake? Bread?
No, more like a pie.
Like a pie? Well, now, I don't know about them making layer pies. I know they always bake pies, potatoes, and lemon, and such different things is what they want to use and make pie out of. Pumpkin pies, and all different kind, you know. But now, I don't know too much about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You ever take milk or cream and put in sugar and maybe nutmeg and then pour that over a pie or over
well,
a pudding or something?
They call that the icing that I know they puts on some things. You want to put that icing on it. They take and whip the white of the egg to itself and the yolk and whip it up and make that and put over it,
mm-hmm.
you see. Now, my wife sometimes, she feel like it, she make what you call a jelly layer cake. Well, you see, that's made jelly in between it and another layer of the bread go on top and then the jelly, and like that.